You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by our special guest, Jason Hall, who's the marketing director with MWR at Fort Stewart. Today, we're going to talk about an amazing event MWR is putting on called Operation Startup. Thank you so much for joining us, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to highlight this amazing event that we have planned to support our local business startups and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I know we have a lot to cover, but before we get started, do you want to tell our audience a little bit more about yourself and your role as the director of marketing?
So as you said, I've recently taken the position as a marketing director for MWR here on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. Having recently retired from the Army here, I'm really excited to be a part of this team that just delivers great programs and great services that support resilience and deployment readiness of a globally deployable force like the 3rd Infantry Division.
Yeah. And I know this is probably a loaded question, but what exactly is Operation Startup?
So Operation Startup is an event designed to empower and educate our DoD ID card holding entrepreneurs, whether they be service members that are looking for what they're going to do after service, our family members that are looking for a source of income or a dream that they could pursue regardless of where they live at, or our veterans in the local community. And at Club Stewart on February 6th, we'll have speakers and panelists that will equip our aspiring entrepreneurs with the tools and resources that they need to get going on their dreams, to become their own boss.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity. I know you've touched on it a little bit, but do you want to expand on maybe like what people can expect from this event?
We'll have an inspiring keynote speaker event with a little bit of a twist on it, and I'm not going to tell you about it in full detail. That's going to be a surprise. So you're just going to have to register and come out to learn more about that. But there will be two panels. So the first panel will feature experts on the nationally available resources, like finding a mentor, the small business development centers, the business incubator groups that you can use to start your own business no matter where you end up. And the second panel will include some of our local successes, our local entrepreneurs with best practices, using AI to market, and finances to be successful. And then there will be plenty of opportunity to network with a lot of these people that have been successful. You'll make some new friends and have a dinner.
Oh, yeah. I know I like that you guys are tying in, you know, that national coverage along with, you know, making it local and how do people best serve the market of like Hinesville and Savannah and that area. So who all is it open to exactly? I know you touched on it a little bit, but you said it's February 6th, Club Stewart, and then who all can come?
So starting at 5 p.m., doors will open and the event will kick off at 5:30. And you have to have a DoD ID card to be able to access Fort Stewart, to be able to access this event. So basically our service members, our family members, and our veteran community.
Okay, awesome. Is there anything that people should, you know, bring with them or keep in mind before they go to this event?
Well, I would highly recommend you bring your business cards, bring your ideas. You will get some stuff. One thing that you could do if you register now is you can get a free headshot with a photographer that we'll have on scene, but you'll have to get there at 5 p.m. And then just bring a notebook and be prepared to take a lot of great notes. Like I said, there's gonna be a lot of resources, a lot of tips, tricks, and tools that other people have employed and are there as evidence of success.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I know this is kind of sidetracked, but what other events does MWR have going on or planned this year that you would like to tell people about?
For February, get ready for Dueling Pianos at Club Stewart. It's going to be a great Valentine's night with a lot of exciting entertainment and a meal. Again, that's February 14th at Club Stewart. In March, look forward to Luck of the Irish Bingo. So in April, with Month of the Military Child, expect a lot of events focused on our family members, our children that also serve. And then as summer comes around, get ready for our Salute to Summer concert and all of those patriotic themed events designed to celebrate the pride and service of our service members.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm definitely excited for the summer. It's one of my favorite seasons. Is there anything else you would like to add or share before we go?
Well, I really just can't stress that you should go to stuarthunter.armymwr.com to register for Operation Startup so you get your headshot, so we get an accurate count, so that we can make it the best possible event to enable you to get going on the pursuit of your dreams.
All right. I know I learned a lot, and I hope our audience did too. To stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities, please follow us on social media and download the My Army Post app. Thank you, Jason, so much. It has been a pleasure talking with you. I'm Kelsey Stever, and that concludes this episode of The Martin Report. See you next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With MAPA at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.